Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
I have no memory at all of an 80s film called Roadhouse starring then-popular favourite Patrick Swayze, but Swayze made a lot of forgettable movies. I see it was nominated for 6 Razzies, which is never a good sign.
If somebody gets in your face, I want you to be nice.
Don't be rude!
Ask him to walk, but be nice.
Help this gentleman to the door.
Until it's time to not be nice.
The main reasons I decided to check out the remake, showing on Prime Video, were star Jake Gyllenhaal and director Doug Liman. But it's been a while since Liman's last decent movies, Edge of Tomorrow, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and frankly you can say the same about Gyllenhaal too, though he still looks impressive walking into a boxing ring. The gimmick being that Elwood Dalton's reputation is so fearsome that his opponent throws in the towel immediately. It's a living, but not a great one. A hero spends a lot of time sleeping in his car.
This ain't the Holiday Inn, pal.
I'm moving.
But things are about to look up. Dalton is approached by Frankie. She runs a roadhouse down south. Now, Roadhouse is a bar with a band, apparently, though in Frankie's one, the rowdy roughnecks prefer to make their own fun.
A friend of mine suggested I come talk to you. I own a roadhouse out in the Florida Keys. Lately, it's been attracting the wrong clientele. I can pay you good money. Judging by your car, you need that.
Well, I like my car.
Think about it.
Dalton is hired as a bouncer to throw out troublemakers. He buses down to the Florida Keys Roadhouse, has a coffee, and listens to the band. Actually, the southern bands are just about the only things worth watching in Roadhouse. In come those troublemakers Frankie was talking about, played by people mostly picked for their stunt work rather than their ability to handle tricky dialogue. Though, of course, snappy one-liners are Dalton's stock in trade as he takes on these punks 5 at a time.
Before we start, do you have insurance?
What?
Your coverage good? Like, you have dental?
Oh, haha.
Is there a hospital nearby? Is it, like, too far?
About, like, 25 minutes, I'd say.
I just slapped you. Are you all right?
What?
Dalton then scoops up the remains and takes them to the nearest hospital. What a guy. Which is where he meets Dr. Ellie. The two of them spar in a flirty sort of way as we wait for the plot, such as it is, to kick in.
So you like to fight? You ever win?
No one ever wins a fight.
Someone wants the roadhouse put out of business, and it's time to bring in the heavy weaponry. Now, I have to confess I'd never heard of Conor McGregor, but only because I don't hang out in MMA or UFC circles. That's mixed martial arts and ultimate fighting championship to us limp-wristed snowflakes. Conor makes another strong entrance, stark naked and beating someone up for their clothes.
Hey, fellas! Looks like you're having a smashing night! Dalton! I got a tip for you. Don't let no one get this close.
Conor McGregor plays Knox, whose mission in life is to get into fight after fight with Dalton, nominally for bad guy Ben Brandt, but not necessarily. Brandt is played by Billy Magnuson, by the way. I know, me neither.
Let me guess, you know, threaten me, tell me to get out of town.
I get the impression that you can't be threatened.
And then there are fights. Lots and lots of fights. Fights in bars, fights out in yards, fights on boats, fights on floats. Impressively, Jake Gyllenhaal does many of his own stunts, risking life and limb against the terrifying Conor McGregor.
Once Knox is on the job, it's over, baby.
It takes a lot to get me angry, but when I am, I just can't let go.
Less impressively, director Doug Liman seems content to let the stunt arranger do most of the job for him in Roadhouse. It ended up playing on Prime Video, and frankly, you can see why.
People seem a little aggressive around here.
Is that one a friend of yours?
No, I just broke his arm.
The faintest praise I can offer this Roadhouse is that it's too dull to warrant a Razzie, unlike its less than illustrious predecessor. Hopefully, once it's had its run on Prime Video, it'll sink without a trace. But of course, I'm noted for my simple faith.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.